You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the will of God for your life and making changes, all right? And so we're going to be going back to Philippians. Now, again, I'm not teaching, at least not just yet, about how to know God's will for your life. Really, what I'm majoring on at this point is for you, is for you to know that God does have a will for your life, that your life is important. Now, if you'd like to know about more how to hear from God as far as to what your life is about, you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and you can, there's some messages there on how to hear from God. Not only that, you can sign up and get a daily devotional as well as how to hear from God. So, but we've been talking about this from Philippians chapter 3 in verse 12, and it says, "Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me." Okay, so Christ Jesus has laid hold of Paul for a purpose. He's laid hold of you for a purpose. There's a "that" for you. It's not automatically going to happen. You're going to have to press on to lay hold of it. Now, I would encourage you to begin now, before next year begins, to find out what God's will is. If that's the very first step. And if you don't know that, that's what I would press in to find out. Okay, I would press in to hear from God that what were you born in the earth to do? And then press on and lay hold of it. We've talked about it, but don't, and if you've missed any part of these, I've said some really important things. And so please go to KurtOwen.com, and again, our partners, and today is offering day on the broadcast, but our partners, because of their giving, have made it possible, and because not just our partners, but the people that give, you know, one-time gifts or give every other month or something, they make it possible for us to give you these things absolutely free. But notice here that it's the will of God is not automatically going to happen, that Christ Jesus had laid hold of Paul for a purpose, but it's not automatically going to happen. You had to respond to that. You had to press on to lay hold of. Now, I want to look at something else here, and this is in Ephesians, and we're going to be in chapter 5. And right here, we might get into some things that kind of wrinkle your religion a little bit, especially. It says here in verse 5 and verse 15, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Okay, for just a second, I want to go backwards. Okay, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You know, I've met so many people who think they can't know the will of God. And the Word of God actually teaches the exact opposite, that not only can you know the will of God, but that you should know the will of God, and that you're unwise if you don't. Now, let me say this to you folks that are older, okay? So often what I hear from older people is the fact, well, I've got just too much water under the bridge, I can't do it. Let me ask you this. Would you rather face Jesus having at least gone after the will of God for his life, say for 30 days? Let's say you're only going to live for 30 more days, you know. Wouldn't you at least want to face Jesus that the last 30 days of your life you were going for his will for your life with everything in you? No matter how many years. Let's say you're 119 and you've got 1 year. And you've basically blown it. Wouldn't you like to spend the last year giving it all you got so that when you looked him in the eye, you were able to say, you know what, You know, I made a mess kind of those first 119, but that last one, Lord, once I found out what your will was, I gave it all that I had. You know, I for me, I live thinking about one conversation, ultimately. When I stand before Jesus, that how is that conversation going to go? This is a reason, I don't know if you've ever heard me make this statement, but it says, I live for the opinion of one. I don't take polls. I go before the Word. I go before the Lord. And once I find out what's right, then that's what I do. Doesn't matter who it upsets. Doesn't matter what it costs. That's what I'm going to do because I live for the opinion of one. And I'll be quite frank with you as to why. I've had some challenges in life, and I've had some pain, and I've had hell, really. And I would hate to think that all the difficulties that I had faced in life and all of the challenges, that when I stood before him, that I would have had a life with no meaning. That I won't hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because I didn't give it all that I had. I never pursued his will for my life, that all this hell I went on and through life was for nothing, that I basically wasted my life. And all the challenges and all the pain would have just been a waste. I mean, if you're going to, you know, in executive protection, you know, because I've done that for a lot of years. If you ever had to trade your life for somebody's, you do want your life, you do want to trade your life for somebody that is going to make the world a better place. And so I don't mind going through pain as long as it achieves something good. But if I've gone through pain and I never achieved anything good, and the only thing that I know for a fact that will be good and that will have a lasting effect is to do the will of God for my life. And so I don't want to be a fool, but I want to know what the will of God is, and I want to walk according to it. So at least if I when I endure pain, I know there's a purpose to the pain, that there's good is going to come out of it, that help, that people will be helped, and that that people's lives were better because I followed Jesus. And the only way to do that is not to walk around like a fool. You know, today's offering day on the broadcast. You know, when you give into this ministry, I do want you to know that you're helping people. That when, you know, even if it's just $5 and that's all you can spare, I want you to know that your $5 is changing people's lives. Like your $20, your $20,000 is changing people's lives, because I know that to some extent or another, you lay down a part of your life to have those finances. And I don't, when you parted with it, for some of you, it might have even been painful. I want you to know that when you parted with those resources, that it made a difference, that fruit is going to abound to your account, that you've made it possible for people to be healed by sending people to minister healing. You've made it possible for churches to stay together because you provided help and a resource for those ministers to get help, or the church to be stabilized. That, you know, you trained ministers and saw churches grow out. And you know, I don't know how many churches have been started through this ministry. We lost count years ago, but I know it can be painful to give. I mean, I remember times that I gave and it was painful. And, you know, you hope that it's doing good. And I want you to know that when you've sown into this ministry, you make this broadcast possible. All the lives. You know, I was talking about earlier about all the lives that have been changed, that this year I've been around the world 7 times, and all, you know, I was going to die early at 93, and then I wouldn't have even encountered you, you know, because this obviously never would have happened. all the peoples that have lives changed, you know, I had a part, but my partners had a big part because they made it possible for me to be there and to show up. The people who gave into this ministry, you know, we've had people's lives completely changed by listening to these podcasts, radio broadcasts, or watching this. And the people that gave into that, they get credit for it. So that pain to me was worth it. And listen, I'm not asking you to do anything that my wife and I haven't done ourselves. We've sowed into this because we believe in this. We believe that in the teaching of the word that people's lives will be different. That even though it can be a pain to do some of these things, like right now I'm sitting in a room with just me and my cat, the gentleman who normally the producer of the broadcast, he wasn't able to make it. And, you know, it can be kind of difficult just sitting here staring at a camera talking into a microphone. But you want to know what? To me, it's worth it. Because whatever pain I have to go through to get this done, man, hearing about how people's lives change and their lives are for the better because of it, it's worth it. And so when you give, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Every little bit helps. Thank you for doing it. And I want you to know that your gift is just like I hope your life will be. There's going to be pain, but your life, if you'll do the will of God, will be worth it. I want to pray with you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for each one of these who makes a decision to become a monthly partner and each of those who is giving today. Father, I thank you that you make their pain worth it. I thank you, Father, that you will utilize these gifts, utilize their life. Lord, reveal your will to their people. Lord, these are the people that are sowing, making this possible to hear it. Please, Father, by your Spirit, reveal to them your will. They want to do it. They want to know it. And Lord, I thank you that everybody that gives into this ministry, Lord, I thank you that you will let them know exactly how grateful you are to them, that you will show them your love, that you will multiply the seeds that they have sown. And Father, their lives will be better because of it, and rich will be the reward in heaven. Father, I thank you that every person that gives today, Lord, I thank you that their pain in this life will be worth it because you will show them your will. And Lord, I thank you not only for those who give, but Lord, anybody that's listening today, Lord, our partners make it possible for us to be on here so that even if people don't give, they can hear the word. Lord, let this word germinate in their hearts. And Lord, give our partners all the credit. And when I ask you this, in Jesus' name, amen. Michael's going to talk to you how to give.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a hundredfold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside